From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're welcome indeed as we gather again around the Word of God. Do have your Bible open at Mark chapter 14, the verses 53 to 65. The topic this morning is Christ on trial before the religious leaders. I would like to tell all our listeners about a gospel mission we plan to hold in our church in Kilskerry next month. It will commence in the will of God on Lord's Day, 17th of November, at 7 o'clock, and the preacher will be the Reverend Gordon Dean of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church in County Monaghan. Many of you, of course, will be unable to attend because it would be too far to travel, but I hope those of you who love the Lord will pray very much for this mission. I'm giving you plenty of notice, but do begin to pray for this special time of gospel preaching. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will continue our study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the five marks of grace in a true Christian. We'll be looking at the second mark of the true Christian tonight. And I will, of course, play another extract from the featured sermon, No Gobbledygook in the Gospel. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Now we're going to read Mark chapter 14, then, beginning at the verse 53. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bare false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain, and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, What need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and say unto him, Prophesy! And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. Amen. And God will add his blessing to this reading of his precious word. Now here is the combined Stithian male and ladies choir singing, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. Please turn with me now to Mark chapter 14, the verses 53 to 65. Christ is on trial before the religious leaders. The words within this passage contain for us many matters worthy of the most solemn consideration. First of all, consider the foolishness of Peter in placing himself in danger of temptation. Peter had run away. He should have known his own weakness and failings. But instead, he foolishly thrust himself into a very dangerous environment, right amongst the enemies of Christ. It was here that he committed his great act of denial, his threefold act of denial. Had he but stayed away and prayed, as the Saviour had requested him to do in the Garden of Gethsemane, then it would have been better for him. But Peter was still possessed of that same spirit of self-confidence that he had displayed when he had said to Christ, upon being warned of his coming failure, "Though all shall be offended, yet will not I." The verse 29 of this chapter. Foolish Peter was to learn of his own foolishness and pay a bitter price for it. Secondly, notice the hearts of the religious leaders are set before us. With what contempt they treated Christ, and with what scant regard to the principles of truth and justice did they interrogate him. It is clear that they had already judged him to be guilty of whatever charges they could trump up against him. They were determined to bring in a verdict of guilty and then to sentence him to death. What a mockery of justice this was. Note that they sought out false witnesses, liars ready to take the witness box against him.
Verses 56 and 57.
They had to gather these liars together because, as we read in verse 55, the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death and found none. They could not find one person ready to truthfully bear witness against the Saviour. That should have stopped the trial there and then, but these evil men were determined to destroy the Saviour and would make up evidence against him in order to do so. Do we not see the same spirit at work today? What evil has been attributed to Christ throughout the world, throughout the ages? At some time or other, every ill endured by man has been attributed to Christ, blamed on him. Wars, poverty, sickness, crime. The blame for all mankind's miseries has been laid upon Christ and his gospel at some time or other. The restrictions upon certain behavior, which in the past has been forbidden by law, and which today is being legalized, is an example of how men blame Christ and the gospel for the wrongs of society. There is a campaign to remove the influences of the Bible upon society today, for it is claimed it has been a bad influence. The folly of such a notion will soon be seen. Indeed, it is already being seen in the downward slide into social and spiritual anarchy that is taking place before our eyes. The aged, the young, the infirm are unsafe in today's society. Malicious violence, perversion, dishonesty, and corruption are a feature of our society today. These trends cannot be blamed on Christ or his gospel, but rather on the dismissal of his truth by political and religious leaders and society generally. Thirdly, the Lord Jesus gave plain witness to these evil men of who he was. I have often thought about that future day when the men trying Christ in this passage will stand before him when he comes to judge the world in righteousness, and what they will think as they recall his words to them on this occasion. And Jesus said, "I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." Verse 62. He tells them who he is, and tells them also of that future day when they will see him again. but under very different circumstances. Never forget, dear listener, that you too will meet the Christ who is presented to you today by this preacher as the only Redeemer of sinners. You'll meet him on another occasion, which will be very different from today's circumstances. I preach Christ in a world where his name is used as a common curse word, where his word is considered a myth and a lie, where his worship is the subject of mockery and scorn. But a very different day is coming. Ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Everyone listening to my voice today will one day see Christ in his power and glory. Those who are saved will be raised from the graves to meet him and share in his glory. Those who reject him will stand before his throne of judgment. The mocking will have stopped, the sneering will have ended, and horror will paralyze the sinner. What a cry will go up from the Christ rejecter when these words of Christ come to pass. How faithful and merciful is Christ to the greatest of sinners. He had been silent in the face of the lies levelled against him. Verse 60. He never answered them. But when he was asked about his identity, he answers that question faithfully and fully. In the light of that coming day of wrath, will you not be wise and consider your latter end and repent and believe the gospel? May the Lord bless his word to all of you today for Christ's sake. Remember the program tonight at 9. Join with me then. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.